The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You're listening to the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast, the show that proves no one stumbles upon success ever. With your host, Lou Need. Every Mondays and Thursdays, we deliver cold hard evidence behind the power of a robust morning routine. Get ready to be transformed by the renewal of your mind.
Hello, morning enthusiasts. Welcome to the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast. I am your host, Dr. Lou Need. And today, you know, it's an honor, it's a privilege to introduce a very special guest to the show, Chris Burress. And Chris, you know, has been an entrepreneur for quite some time. But everything took a turn when he co-founded My Vital C. And guess what? He also founded SES Research, which was his first company, where he delivered carbon nanomaterials. So we have a scientist on our hands, and we're looking forward to learn so much about him. And with no further ado, Chris, welcome to the show.
Dr. Luni, thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to share any entrepreneurial experiences and maybe wisdom that I might have, as well as information about, you know, the kind of molecule, because it is a molecule that took me down this path.
Yeah, I know you're an avid reader, and as an entrepreneur, you have to, right? We're talking offline, and you say, you know, you learn a lot by doing the research and learning. Tell us about your first company and how it kind of morphed into My Vital C.
Absolutely. So I started my first company with my business partner, who's still my business partner, back in 1991, while we were both still in college at the University of Houston. The way it worked out, my business partner was working with a prominent professor. He's actually very famous in superconductivity, in the superconductivity world. His name is Dr. Paul Chu. And my business partner was working with him, separating this material that had been recently discovered. And one day, Dr. Chu came in, and we'll talk about that in a second. One day, Dr. Chu came in and said, "Hey, you are young guys. This material is selling for $6,000 a gram," which is crazy. "You guys should go start a business." And my business partner was from an entrepreneurial background, so he was off and running. I was studying mechanical engineering at the time in order to manufacture this molecule. Again, we'll talk about it in a second. You need local temperatures of the sun. You actually have to vaporize graphite, which is one of the hardest materials on the planet to vaporize. You do need local temperatures of the sun. It needs to be done in a reactor that is devoid of oxygen. And so there's a lot of nuances. He needed my help in building that equipment and doing the drawings for that equipment. And then off we were running, manufacturing this molecule. Now, let me talk a little bit about that molecule. I think mostly this goes out in audio, but if somebody happens to be listening, I'm holding up what looks like a soccer ball. And if you imagine a soccer ball, the lines on the soccer ball represent the bonds between the carbon atoms. So we have a spherical molecule of 60 carbon atoms. This was discovered, this molecule was discovered in 1985. And the scientists who discovered it, three scientists, actually won the Nobel Prize in 1996. So a short 11 years from discovery to being awarded that Nobel Prize. It is the first closed cage molecule. So prior to this, we call it ESS60 if you're going to consume it. Prior to discovering this, there were no closed cage molecules. In fact, there's a new symbol in chemistry because of this molecule, the at symbol. We're familiar with it in our email addresses. Mm-hmm. It actually means, so lanthanum at C60 means the lanthanum atom trapped in, physically trapped inside of the molecule. So not covalently bonded or ionically bonded. That's just one of its kind of, we'll say, mini magic tricks, which is why they won the Nobel Prize. It is an amazing molecule. In the way I describe it, it performs as well or better than the current best material in almost every application. So better ink, better batteries, better tires, better photocells. And yes, we're talking about a supplement, so you might be nervous now.
I'm curious to see how it increases. Is it the same thing that increases the lifespan of mammals?
Yeah. So literally we're talking about something that increases battery, you know, improves batteries, yeah. improves photocells, includes ink. And because it's such an amazing material, they thought that we would be working with it on a regular basis. Some of the shapes on the exterior of that soccer ball molecule are reminiscent of benzene. Benzene is highly toxic and is carcinogenic, so not a good material. The story about the supplement keeps getting worse, right? And so they thought it would be toxic, and they put it in a toxicity study. By the way, benzene is ubiquitous in our society. So yes, it is toxic. Yes, it is carcinogenic, but we don't have modern society without the benzene ring. Like if you just glance around you, you do not have plastics, and that's enough, right? You do not have plastics without benzene. And maybe some people would argue that might be a good thing. I might sit on that side, but we also don't have many of our medicines. We don't have detergents. Again, we don't have modern society without benzene. They thought it would be toxic. They put it in this toxicity study. In that study, they gave rats water, rats olive oil, and then rats olive oil with this molecule, this ESS60 molecule dissolved inside of it. Instead of being toxic, similar to how the molecule was selling for $6,000 a gram, and that's a crazy number, instead of being toxic, the rats that they gave the olive oil with ESS60, really the MyVitalC formula to, lived 90% longer than the control group. So we're talking about the single longest longevity experimental result in history on mammals. And that was kind of, that was the study that pivoted me from being a happy-go-lucky carbon nanomaterial scientist, if there is such a thing, if there is, I am, to actually moving in the direction of being in the supplement industry, which is an industry that my business partner and I tried to avoid for more than 4 years from that publication.
Yeah, I mean, it's a trillion-dollar business, however, so there's plenty of market to tap into.
Yeah, it's a huge market. And you think we were selling this molecule to research institutions around the world since 1991. And what happens when you sell to a scientist is they take that black powder. It's a black powder when we sell it to them. They give it to their research associate. They give it to their, you may be a grad student, and they take it in their lab and they test to see if that what we promised that we were going to ship them, that we actually shipped it to them. That's the antithesis of the supplement market, right? Like somebody typically maybe gets a supplement like vitamin C. We're pretty sure they're not weighing to make sure each tablet is 1 gram. Like that's probably not happening. They're definitely not crushing it up and taking it to their HPLC and making sure that it's ascorbic acid. Like that's not happening. They're probably not even counting the tablets that are in there. Like if it's not empty, they're like, yeah, that looks like 90 or 120 or whatever it is. So it really is the opposite. And from 2013 and 2017, my business partner and I really just were not interested in getting into the supplement market until latter part of 2017, a guy with a big YouTube following starts talking about how many benefits he was getting taking the product on a regular basis. And then our phone went from like, we were getting 2 to 3 phone calls a week. We went to like 10 times a day. And then my business partner were like, okay, so this, yes, we're happy-go-lucky carbon nanomaterial scientists. We are also entrepreneurs, and this is clearly an opportunity that, you know, yesterday it wasn't that big of an opportunity. Today, it's a huge opportunity. So we asked ourselves 2 questions. The first is a moral question. Are we comfortable selling this? I take it. My business partner takes it. My wife takes it. Everybody on our team takes it. By the way, that's not a requirement to work here. That's if you don't want to take it, that's fine. So yeah, I'm comfortable selling it. And then the next is the FDA and the FTC. You got to cross some T's, dot some I's, and we do that. And so as of 2018, we're off and running and working to kind of share this research with as many people as possible.
FDA approved. Since 2018.
Well, so there's no such thing as an FDA approved supplement. By the way, the first time I read that, I thought I actually took a screenshot because I was like, that's very surprising to me. But if you think about it, the magnitude having to have FDA supplements is, I mean, obviously the FDA approves medications. Mm-hmm. But if you decide you're going to come out with a supplement that's like 10% vitamin D and 90% vitamin C, and I do 10% vitamin C and 90% vitamin D, we actually have different supplements. And there are just so many iterations of the possible supplements out there. There's no way that the FDA could go through the process of approve these. You and I would never be able to bring ours to market because we'd be at the end of an infinite list. And so the process is more of, hey, if there are any adverse effects that you would have on your 10% vitamin C, 90% vitamin D supplement, then you've got to report that to the FDA. That is your legal responsibility. And I can share with you, we have never had to report anything to the FDA because nobody's ever come back to us and said, this horrible thing happened to us and here's the medical records. And you know that has not happened.
That is good to know.
Yes.
Now, Chris, I'm curious because you, doing the sample, when you're doing the experiment, you combined it with olive oil. Why olive oil?
Yeah. So it turns out that the black powder that we sell to and still sell to research institutions around the world is not water soluble. So that makes it incredibly unbioavailable. Basically, if you were to consume that black powder, you would just excrete it out and almost none of it would get processed. Right. So it is oil soluble, but it's not oil soluble to a significant degree. So you can only get about 0.8 milligrams per milliliter of the ESS60 to dissolve in olive oil. And we also sell it in avocado oil and MCT oil. And you've got lower concentrations in those two. Sometimes people ask like, hey, which of your products should I take? We always recommend the olive oil for two reasons. One, we're a science-backed organization and all the research is on the olive oil version. And then two, because you can get the largest concentration of ESS60 in olive oil versus avocado or MCT.
Mm. Yeah. And this originally was researched by NASA.
Well, there's certainly research on this molecule at NASA. Actually, I had relatives in town. We live in Houston, so I went to NASA. It was kind of go back there and look for, actually my business partner did some consulting work at the facility. But yeah, NASA's already always looking for cutting edge opportunities, right? Because they do cutting edge things, and no surprise there. And their biggest interest in the carbon nanomaterial space, yes, they did look at carbon 60 buckyballs and nanotubes. And nanotubes are probably the thing that are sitting within NASA the best at this point.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So my vital C. Here comes my vital C from this product. Tell us about it. Tell us all the good stuff that comes from it.
Yeah. So, well, first, it's a product. The FDA has not evaluated it. It is not intended to treat, diagnose, cure, or prevent any disease. Any testimonial that I would share is actually going to be something that's either my own personal one, which I'll share, I'll tell you the source, or somebody that I've had a direct conversation with. So I don't, even if my business partner came to me and say, hey, we just got this amazing testimonial. If we don't have it in writing, we don't have it in video, or I haven't had the conversation, I don't share those. I think that kind of chain of custody of testimonials is really important. Our most consistent testimonial is people take it in the morning, they report mental focus and energy during the day, and then better sleep that night. Now, I think people have at least a cursory understanding that sleep is good for your mental, physical, and emotional well-being. If the only thing our product did was kind of without we're currently thinking it does, but just magically gave us better sleep, that would improve your mental, physical, and emotional well-being. Mm-hmm. And really could explain all of the benefits that people are sharing with us. What we really think is going on, and when you think about, hey, these rats live 90% longer. Not only did they live 90% longer, a typical Wistar rat, the rat used in this study, it has a known amount of tumors. The longer the rat lives, the more tumor mass they have in their body. Despite the fact that the MyVitalC rats live 90% longer, almost double the lifespan, none of them had any tumors. So there's probably some anti-tumor capabilities inside of this. And we know things as simple as a good diet, good exercise, and good sleep can be tumor preventative. That's a kind of a managing inflammation. But people will ask, well, why did these rats live 90% longer? What's the mechanism, right? And first, I'll share that scientists much smarter than me will ultimately figure out the exact mechanisms. We've got a couple theories. Currently, the medical community is one of the theories that sits out there about aging is that it's an inflammation and an oxidation process, right? So we actually end up ticking both of those boxes and I'll tell you how. So first, let's talk about inflammation. And we have to be very careful when we speak about inflammation because of the FDA guidelines and their thought processes about inflammation. What we can say, and what the FDA does allow us to say, is that our product is good with inflammation, at least as it relates to exercise-related inflammation. So we've had that, we've all had that long workout, or maybe a day where we walked a lot longer and we felt that kind of swollen and inflamed body, that pain. The product works for that. The FDA allows us to say that. What the FDA doesn't allow us to say is that it addresses any other type of inflammation, because the FDA directly associates those with diseases like arthritis, even Alzheimer's and dementia. These are typically inflammation-related diseases, and we've got a lot more research before we can come out and say those types of things. The way I like to wrap it up is our product fits perfectly in an anti-inflammatory diet, right? That diet is known for the blue, what the so-called blue zone people who have reduced incidences of stroke, reduced incidences of heart attacks, and actually tend to live longer. And so our product fits in that diet really well. So that's inflammation. We can check one box. The next is oxidation. And there's at least one study out there that shows 125 times more powerful than vitamin C as an antioxidant. There's an ad hoc study that's 172 times out there. What we like to call now, and this is kind of a fairly recent theory, and there's some research that supports it, is that I like to call My Vital C the boss of anti-inflammatories because it buffers oxidative stress. So we do know that it can get into the mitochondria. There are really only two antioxidants that do get into the mitochondria typically. That's glutathione and melatonin, right? So we're all familiar with melatonin, the sleep hormone, and glutathione can actually get into the mitochondria. A little back step. Mitochondria are the powerhouses of every cell. We have thousands of them in every single cell in our body, almost every cell. There's a couple cells that don't, blood cells being one. But for every other cell in our body, we've got mitochondria. And mitochondria are the powerhouses of the cell. Basically, mitochondria take the food that we eat after it's been processed and it's flowing through the bloodstream and then convert it into ATP. That's the energy source that our cells can actually use. In the process of creating ATP, there are, just like a car, an engine, a power plant creates exhausts and bad things, things that we would like, that we need to manage, the mitochondria does the same thing. And what it creates is reactive oxygen species. Normally, you've got glutathione, you've got melatonin. It can manage those reactive oxygen species. But if those two are depleted, we have the presence of this ESS60 molecule, this soccer ball shaped molecule, and it can hold up to 6 reactive oxygen species. Unlike glutathione and melatonin, those antioxidants actually interact irreversibly with the reactive oxygen species, right? So they neutralize them and get them out of the body. The ESS60 molecule can hold on to them. So they don't get the chance to run around the body and bump into things like a bumper car out of control doing damage. It actually holds on to them. And when the body can replenish glutathione or replenish melatonin, then those can come in and interact with the ones with the reactive oxygen species that buckyball, that ESS60 molecule is holding on to, and get them out of your body. That's why we call it the boss of antioxidants. It's because it buffers oxidative stress.
Yeah, and it just gives you that clean, healthier, pain-free living that you need. That's the science behind it. Thank you for clarifying that. Now, I'm curious, for the sake of time, I really want to hear about your morning routine and also how people can find you. So tell us briefly about some of the things that are non-negotiable for you in the morning.
Yeah, so I will say almost non-negotiable is exercise. I'm at about five to 6 days a week. It's usually, so we'll go with 5.5 days a week. I'm getting some sort of exercise, and I'm not out trying to kill myself. I'm jogging 2 miles, or my wife and I work with a personal trainer a couple of days a week. And that's been going on actually for 2 years. So I've really been stepping that up over the last 2 years. For me, and this is, you know, also related to my product, not surprising, when I first started taking it on a regular basis, if I got to like 3 o'clock in the afternoon and I was yawning or thinking I needed a nap or an extra cup of coffee, it was because I hadn't taken my Vital C that morning. So now I've folded it into my routine. So my coffee is kind of a bulletproof coffee thing where instead of MCT, I'm using my MCT, and it's a beautiful purple color. Then I'm having some olive oil, and then I'll usually have some avocado product on my salad. So that coffee and that exercise in the morning are really, really kind of non-negotiables for me.
It does. It's like the coating for the body, you know, it keeps it all intact. Chris, tell us, how can we connect with you? Where can we find you?
Excellent. So we made a URL just for your audience. They can go to MyVitalC, the C as in carbon, MyVitalC.com/bestmorning. And if they go there, you can find any one of our products. You actually get a 25% discount if you get on subscription, and you can cancel that at any time. Our staff, we've got 500 five-star Google reviews. Our staff is not trained to talk you out of canceling your subscription. Go ahead and take advantage of that discount, please. We also have a coupon. The coupon code is bestmorning, and that'll get you an additional $15 off of your initial order.
Chris, you're amazing. Thank you for that. Really appreciate having you on and breaking it down for us. Thank you.
Dr. Looney, thank you so much for having me.
It's a pleasure.
Well, all right, morning enthusiasts. That's it for today's show. Thank you for tuning in. If you love the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast, we'd love to hear from you. So go ahead and subscribe, rate, and give a review on iTunes or Google Play. While you're at it, tell a friend about the show. Be sure to visit bestmorningroutineever.com and our Facebook group to join the conversation, access the show notes, and discover our fantastic free bonus content. Until next time.
With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in education into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
So, you've got an idea for a business. The store of your dreams. There's just one thing to figure out. Everything. That's why Shopify's all-in-one commerce platform makes it easy to sell online, in person, and everywhere else. Sell on social media, source products with an app to get that first sale feeling. It's the only solution that gives you everything you need to sell everywhere you want. So when you're ready to bring your idea to life, power it up with Shopify.
Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen.